Signal Carnival, presented by the Signal Oil Company, marketers of Signal Gasoline, the gasoline that does make your motoring dollars go farther.
Signal Light is green and Signal Gasoline is bringing you music to smile. All 50 drivers know the light is green to show the highway to happier miles. You can leave your troubles behind if you let these gold signals remind. The Signal Gas in your car will make your dollars go far and start your day with a carefree smile.
Good evening, friends. This is Johnny Fraser welcoming you to another Signal Oil Company Sunday Night Carnival of Fun and Music, starring Miss Vera Vague, Jack Carson, Kay St. Germain, the Signaliers, and Gordon Jenkins in the orchestra. We open the show with So Sweet.
So sweet, so charming, it's really most alarming the way that I'm falling for you. So sweet, so gentle, and oh so sentimental, no wonder I feel like I do.
I love the way you talk, adore the ground you walk, what's more, you're my ideal, I can't believe you're real.
If you will have me, you'll make my life complete. I love you 'cause you're so darn sweet.
So sweet, so gentle, and oh so sentimental. No wonder I feel like I do.
I love the way you talk, adore the ground you walk. What's more, you're my ideal, and I can't believe you're real.
If you will have me, you'll make my life complete. I love you 'cause you're so darn sweet.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and here is mailman Jack Carson and that old parcel who got left at the post, Miss Vera Vague. Well, good evening, Miss Vague.
Good evening, Mr. Carson. Happy February to you.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness, I've been busy lately. I was running around like mad this past week. I've been in and out of more places than Wendell Wilkie.
Of course, you took advantage of Hollywood's Dollar Day last Monday.
Oh, yes, and I hope I'm never silly enough to do that again. I never saw such crowds in my life.
Mm-hmm.
All that waiting in line and everything. I stood there in the line, and it didn't move for an hour. Finally, I said to the man in front of me, "Don't you get tired just standing motionless in one place waiting for something to happen?" He said, "No, lady, I don't. I'm a Republican."
Well, with all the bargains, that Dollar Day is certainly a madhouse. Did you have any trouble finding a place to park your car?
No, I never have any trouble that way. I just park my car in Anaheim and hitchhike. Of course, the crowds were pretty terrific in the stores. They knocked me down, Mr. Carson, kicked me in the shins, and trampled all over my feet. But it didn't bother me. It'll be fun learning to walk again.
Miss Vague, I don't think the crowds were as bad as that.
Well, maybe not. But when I passed the lingerie department, it was so crowded the two-way stretchers could only stretch one way.
Miss Vague, I wouldn't get pushed around like that for $1,000,000.
I know it. And Mr. Carson, the worst of it was those women had no manners. They were so unladylike. Finally had to put the slug on a couple of them.
I think it's fun to get out and spend money shopping, Miss Vague.
Oh, I do, too. I just love to spend money and keep it in circulation. And incidentally, I don't believe all that talk about inflation and the dollar not being worth as much as it used to be.
Well, I don't know. It's pretty hard to convince some people. In fact, I laid a dollar bill on a counter the other day, and when I came back, George Washington was down on his knees singing, "I Give You My Word." Tell me, Miss Vague, did you get any bargains?
Yes, I did. I bought a lovely sweater for Waldo.
Waldo?
Yes.
Oh, Phineas didn't marry you last Sunday, so you've gone back to Waldo, huh?
Well, what if I have?
Well, don't take it so big. Out at Santa Anita last week, all the grooms went on a strike.
Like to know what that has to do with me.
Well, all the nags were left at the halter.
Well, I don't care about Phineas anyway. Waldo was my first love. I've been fond of him since he and his boyfriend used to carry my books to school.
Who was his boyfriend?
Daniel Boone. You mind your own thing. Anyway, I bought Waldo a beautiful sweater, and every time he wears it, he says it reminds him of me.
What is it, a turtleneck?
Mr. Carson, you know, you're really a very amusing fellow.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I even saw an article by a critic in Radio Guide that said your jokes gave him a feeling of harmony.
Look, Miss Meg, lay off the Boston accent. The word is harmony. Harmony is half-baked corn.
Step right into that one, brother.
Just a minute, Miss Vane.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've got to go now. I'm leaving to see Waldo out in the army camp.
I don't want to be personal, Miss Vane, but last week you went out to see Pat Dayton in the army camp, and the week before you went out to see Frank Miley, and now today you're going out to see your ex-boyfriend, Waldo.
Well, Waldo isn't the only fish in the CCC.
Well, what's the use of you going out to the army camp anyway, Miss Vane? Kay has been out there, and she was elected sweetheart of the sharpshooter's rifle squad.
Well, she should have been. She certainly is a sight.
Oh, hello, Miss Vane.
Hello, honey bunny. I was just thinking about you this minute. Funny, isn't it?
My. Oh, Miss Vane, you're wearing a new perfume, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I got it from one of my soldier boyfriends. Uh-huh. Very expensive. I have the bottle right here. It's called Caress.
Yes, I can see the name from here. K-R-E-S-S.
Dear little person, aren't you? What is that scent you're wearing, honey?
Oh, well, this isn't your type, Miss Vane. It's quite exclusive. It's called A Cool Morning in Paris.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like a hot afternoon in the La Brea tar pits.
Oh, Miss Vane, everybody liked Kay's perfume at the army camp. In fact, she was out there with a number of celebrities.
Is that so?
Yes, and the soldiers made each glamour girl a mascot and gave her a name.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you see, they looked at Anne Sheridan, and they called her the Commander's Delight.
Oh.
And in honor of Claudette Colbert, they called her the General's Dream.
Oh, how interesting. What'd they call you, dear? The Officer's Mess?
Never mind, Kay, say. Here's that old favorite, There'll Be Some Changes Made.
For there's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. So from now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. For there's a change in the weather, a change in the sea. So from now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray.
Abraham Lincoln's birthday comes on Wednesday of this week. I wonder what he'd think if he could see a modern automobile spinning along on its rubber-tired wheels without any apparent motive power. His first question would probably be, well, what makes it go? But the question in this modern day is, what gasoline makes a car go farther per gallon or per dollar? The modern motorist has become as keen a judge of gasoline as his great-grandfather was of horses. Ask any number of experienced West Coast motorists, and they will point out that signal gasoline is quicker on the start, smoother in performance, more reliable under all conditions, and more efficient, since not a drop of signal gasoline is wasted through the exhaust. In addition to this, thousands of West Coast motorists have kept careful accounts over a long period and can prove from their own records that signal gasoline does go farther. Say, kids, how did you like the Valentines I sent out?
Oh, well, they were all right, Jack, but I thought you were a little conceited by having your picture on it.
What do you mean, my picture?
Well, your picture was on the Valentine.
Wait a minute. Hey, Tugwell.
Yes, Uncle Jack?
You sent out my Valentines. Why did you send them out with my picture on them? I told you to put on a picture of Cupid.
Oh, pardon me, Uncle Jack. I thought you said stupid.
Oh, Jack, did you like the Valentine I sent you? I tried to make it very personal.
Oh, was that a Valentine?
Yes, why?
Had so much lace on it, I've been wearing it for shorts.
Yeah, that's the first pair he ever had that didn't have Pillsbury on it.
You know, Tugwell, sometimes I doubt whether or not you realize what the spirit of Valentine means. At this time of year, we should be nice to each other, tender and understanding and affectionate. Understand?
Can I wear your sorority pin?
Tugwell, you still don't see what I mean. Valentine means love, and love means Cupid.
Oh.
He's in the air every place with his little bow and arrow.
Really, Uncle Jack?
Yes. Why, any minute now, he may aim an arrow at my heart. Boy, is his aim getting bad.
Uncle Jack, we've always meant a lot to each other, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, would you mind if I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Well, would you mind if Kay talked to me alone?
If she talks to you at all, she'll be alone.
No, I'm really serious, Uncle Jack.
Well, all right. I've got to go and see what time Miss Vega's going to leave for the Army camp anyway. Come on, Johnny.
Coming, Jack.
Okay.
Yes, Tugwell.
I saved my Valentine to give to you in person.
Well, I think that's awfully sweet, Tug. May I see it?
Yeah, here it is.
Well, this is rather strange. It's a daisy with all the petals pulled off.
I know. You don't love me.
Oh, why, Tugwell, I never expected this from you. You must have a dual personality.
Yeah, I know it. I'm sort of a Jekyll and Hyde. Look, Kay, on my bended knees, I ask you to marry me.
Oh, well, this is embarrassing, and it's so sudden.
Oh, you mean you won't marry me, huh?
Well, certainly not.
Well, will you do something else for me?
What?
Well, hold me up till I get my knees back in place.
Well, I don't know whatever gave you the idea that I'd marry you.
Well, don't you think I'm good-looking, Kay?
Well, if you want the truth, Tugwell, everyone says you have a face that only a mother could love.
Well, my mother doesn't like it either. So you won't marry me, huh?
Hey, wait a minute. What goes on here?
Oh, nothing, Jack. Tugwell was just getting a little sentimental.
I was proposing to Kay, Uncle Jack.
You've got a lot of nerve, Tugwell, making love to Kay right under my very nose.
Well, it's the only shady place around here. Well, I'm certainly not alone anyway. I can't get a girl. You can't get a girl. Miss Vague can't get a man.
Now, wait a minute. I don't see any comparison between Miss Vague and myself.
You don't, Uncle Jack?
Listen, Tugwell, just answer me one question. Do you think my puss is as funny looking as Miss Vague's? Don't answer that. What a stoop. Listen, Kay, if Tugwell keeps up these actions of his on Saturday, he won't get any C-A-N-D-Y.
Oh, who cares? I don't smoke anyway.
Well, as the insane asylum warden said as he looked at the new arrival, I think I'm going to have another booby.
Folks, it's Tiger Jenkins. If there is a corpuscle in his body, it must have gotten separated from a 40-cent tour. Gordon, what have you been doing all day?
Well, I've been writing Valentines, and I wrote one to Ginger Rogers.
Ginger? Why, Ginger Rogers wouldn't even wipe her shoes on
you. Oh, yes, she would.
How do you know?
She did already. Well, I know everybody's anxious to hear my Valentine to Ginger Rogers.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. For heaven's sakes, let's get it over with.
Okay. Happy Valentine to you, dear Ginger. I'd like to put a diamond on your third finger.
Finger?
Yeah, that's poetic license.
I wish I had a hunting license.
Well, anyway, there's some more here.
I was afraid of that.
I could protect you, my little Ginger. With my strong arms, I could keep you from danger.
I think I hear my draft number calling me.
Well, here's the rest of it. So be my Valentine, Ginger Rogers. Of all your boyfriends, am I one of the important codgers? Or don't I have any more chance than the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Dodge, Gordon, for heaven's sake. It was Gordon Jenkins and the boys with Hi There, Mr. Moon. And now Johnny Fraser can tell you how to make your car sound as smooth as that last musical number. Tell him, Johnny, tell him.
Well, friends, everything that moves needs lubrication. You couldn't even lift your arm if your shoulder joint wasn't lubricated. And what a fix you'd be in if there wasn't any oil or grease in your car. Well, of course, you know that. But do you also realize that a carelessly lubricated car runs poorly and costs you too much? On the other hand, the better the lubrication, the better the performance of your car, and the easier on your pocketbook. Now, that's why it pays to get your lubrication work done at a Signal station. The Signal operator is a school-trained expert. He is taught that good lubrication is the basis of an automobile's efficiency. He also knows that good lubrication work is the key to success in operating a gasoline station. By the Signal safety lubrication method, every single lubrication point in your car, from bumper to bumper, is checked not only once but twice, following the manufacturer's chart. Now, that's why a Signal safety lubrication job does last longer. Tonight, Miss Vera Vague has gone out to the draft camp to see her boyfriend, Waldo. If we hurry, we can pick her up at the camp before some soldier beats us to it. Away we go.
Miss Vague, what are you doing down here?
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. I'm just about to listen to the bugler play his call. I come down here every night. Listen.
Well, Miss Meg, wait a minute. That isn't a bugle call. That's a rumba.
I know it. I sit here every night and listen to it. In fact, this is my rumba seat. Come on, Mr. Carson. Let's walk down here between these barracks. I know my way around here. Just follow me.
All right.
Oh, yoo-hoo, Private George Ronger. yoo-hoo there, Private Ralph Gibbons.
Why do they ring up a dollar in that cash register every time you say hello?
Well, you see, they're buck privates.
Miss Vig, I don't walk around here with you anymore. What do you think I am, a moron or an idiot?
Is that a $5 or $10 question? Oh, come on, Mr. Carson, let's find Waldo.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that half pint with a gallon capacity.
You be careful how you speak of Waldo. He looks very attractive in the uniform. Here's a snapshot of him. Here, look.
Let me see.
Don't you think he has a military bearing?
He looks more like he's burnt out a bearing.
Be quiet.
Now, never mind. How are we going to locate this Waldo?
It's very easy. They told me over at headquarters how to find him. He's always with a friend of his who's a veteran.
A veteran? He
yes.
is, huh?
Yes. They told me over there he was always with Vet 69. Sure, but I think that's what they said.
Yes, I said.
Oh, Mr. Carson, look, here comes a platoon marching. And Mr. Smagoo's knocked my next door neighbor's the captain.
Squad, right?
Oh, look, they're coming over this way. Yoo-hoo, Captain! Bring your men over here. I'll kiss every man as he marches by.
Open your retreat!
Miss Vick, why do you always throw yourself at every man?
Well, you mind your own business. My interest in them is purely platoonic.
Yeah. look, let's walk over here, Miss Vick. Let's watch that visitor with that guard.
All right.
Halt and give the password.
What is the password?
Recite the first two lines of the Star Spangled Banner.
I can't.
Pass, American.
Yes.
Oh, hello, Miss Vig and Uncle Jack.
Oh, goodness, it's your nephew, Tugboat.
Yes, hey, Tug, how come you're in the Army?
How come I'm in the Army? Well, for three reasons. First, I'm patriotic.
Yes.
Second, I love my country.
What's the third reason?
They came and got me. Yeah.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Miss Vig.
Hello.
Oh, it's the signalers. Oh, don't they look gorgeous in their uniforms?
Well, you fellas look like you're getting enough to eat.
Yes, we do, Jack.
You do? What do you boys eat for dinner?
Well, we had a real delicacy, fricassee of chicken's neck.
Fricassee of what?
Chicken's neck. Chicken's neck.
Well, I guess they have to have some fun.
Miss Vague, you oughtn't to be even near an army camp. You're so dumb, I'll bet you think fortifications are two twentifications.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yes.
How many vacations is it?
Yeah, sing there.
At McGinty's Grill, each Irish laddie came with a cute collie, and yet the entertainment, truthfully, was somewhat near, till Clancy brought his Mexican jumping bee. This novelty went over very big, for there was something new about it, truthy. And suddenly they all began to do the Irish jig in rhythm with the Mexican jumping bee. Yes, you should have seen the blame thing. Oh, hoppity, 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 hop, hop. And then they would do the same thing. It was quite the funniest sight you've ever seen. Someday, if you're dancing with them, you hoppity, 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 hop, hop. And it's done in rumba rhythm. Blame it on old Clancy's Mexican jumping bee. Someday, if you're dancing with them, you'll fall for that rumba rhythm. Blame it on old Clancy and his this Mexican jumping bee.
Boys, I think you're the best-looking soldiers around here.
Well, thank you, Miss Vega. Thank you.
Oh, goodness, Mr. Carson. Mr. Carson, who's that awful-looking rookie over there?
Oh, that, I think it's...
Hello, Miss Vega.
Oh, Mr. Jimkins, you're a disgrace to the Army. Just look at that uniform.
What's the matter with it?
Well, it smiles too big. It doesn't fit.
Well, they told me this uniform used to belong to a high front-ranking officer.
Well, the pants look like they belong to a big rear admiral.
Now, don't be making fun of Gordon, Miss Vague. We need all the soldiers we can get. Right now, every man in this camp is ready to spring into arms.
Well, let him spring, brother. I'm ready.
Say, Gordon, have you seen Miss Vague's boyfriend, Waldo? I'm getting tired standing around here.
Well, I haven't seen him, but I know where to look for him.
Well, where can I find him, please?
With that barrel stomach, he ought to be over there with the rest of the tanks.
Well, why, I asked you in the first place. Come on, let's go down this company street, Mr. Carson.
All right.
Oh, look. Look, they're going to fire one of those big defense guns.
Hey, Miss Vague, they tell me that report can be heard for 25 miles.
Well, if you think that report is terrific...
Now, Johnny...
I wanted to say was that reports about signal gasoline are being heard from Canada to Mexico.
You don't mean...
Yes, I do mean that motorists who stick to signal find that their motoring dollars do go farther.
You know, Johnny, you could win any time if you took that plug down to Santa Anita.
Open ye attention!
Oh... There's that Mr. Smagoosnuck again.
Open ye! April! July! September!
What's the matter with you, Mr. Smagoosnuck?
Hey, what is the month that starts these fellas?
March?
Die. That's it! Company March!
Hey, look, his company is heading right for the river.
Eh? The river? Oh, goodness, Mr. Smagoosnuck, can't you stop them?
I can't think of the word.
Oh, well, for goodness sakes, yell something.
Stop. Fall in!
Well, that takes care of that.
Dear, we're wasting time here, Mr. Carson. Let's go past that big building over there.
Oh, that's the kitchen, Miss Vague. It's the most important building on the field.
Well, it has to be. You may not know it, but an army travels on its stomach.
Not me. I'll join the cavalry.
Never mind. Oh, Mr. Carson. Mr. Carson, I think this is Waldo's tent right here. You see, his name is posted on the list outside.
You can't go in there, Miss Vague. It's against army regulations.
Well, I'm not going in. I just want to see how he's getting along. Let's listen. I want to see if he's doing all right. He's doing all right.
All visitors off the post.
Come on, Miss Vague. Let's go out this way.
No, I know a shortcut.
Wait a minute, Miss Vague. You can't go that way. That's over a barbed wire entanglement.
Oh, shush. There's no barbed wire there.
Yes, there is, Miss Vague. It's the new army method of camouflage.
Camouflage?
Yeah, like the stuff you put on to make you look young.
I don't believe there's any wire there at all.
Come on, Miss Vague. Miss Vague, don't... I warned you, don't...
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, Miss Vague, what's the matter?
Well, don't look now, but I think I'm the first woman to get caught in the draft.
Well, folks, our little visit is over, but we'll be back again next Sunday evening at 7:30. In the meantime, let every Go Signal remind you that it is your purchases of Signal products that make these Sunday night carnivals of fun and music possible. This is Jack Carson saying, thanks a lot.
And what is the music makes me smile? For 50 drivers know the light of green can show the highway to happier miles. You can leave your troubles behind if you let each Go Signal remind. Let Signal gas in your car will make your dollars go far and start your day with a carefree spark.
This is Johnny Fraser reminding you that Signal is the gasoline that does make your motoring dollars go far. The Signal Carnival has come to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.